So this one, it's a very simple meeting, but it's a profoundly important meeting. It's the first one after the elections where our outgoing commission members will get a chance to be feted by their peers and the public. And the incoming folks will be sworn in. And, of course, the commission will choose who they'd like to have serve as mayor and mayor pro tem. Mm-hmm. So we have a few things that we do administratively. The, you know, have to still pay bills even though we had an election. Sure. And we have to set the calendar for all the meetings for the upcoming session of the commission. But the big one is going to be all of the important post-election work.
Well, this is the part now where the new members of the commission that have been voted on are brought in, and everybody selects a mayor pro tem, meeting schedule, all of that, that kind of lays out the next year. But, you know, we just went through an election, and I don't want to sound like somebody's grumpy dad or whatever, but it would have been nice to see more people show up. You know, what were you kids doing? But, you know, it was kind of an off year election. We knew numbers would be low, but people did that. The people that did come out and vote, we thank them, but it would have been nice to see a little more turnout.
Yeah. I mean, as I understand it, it's not unusual. I mean, it's typical for the whole mm-hmm. country that in these kind of elections, they're lower than the regular a kind of presidential year turnouts sure. and things like that, which honestly to me, I've never understood. The most immediate impact in elections are the people who are closest to home. So the folks who are deciding what your property taxes are going to be, how much money is going to be spent on police and senior meals and other things have a direct impact on everybody's daily life. I know that every level of government is important, and having a say in who the president is, I know, is something every American is trained to do. From the first time they walk into
the school hall. This is really that rubber meets the road kind of an election that we just had, because this is your local government.
Yeah, exactly. And we had, so when you see a turnout like we did, which was just barely above 10%, where 1 in 10 registered voters show up to have a say in that, it's for me, it's a little demoralizing, because I would think that people would have an interest, of course, in participating in government. That's a lot of what this radio station is about, to make sure people know how to do that. But still, we have great candidates. And George Bush, when I served in previous jobs, I had the chance to serve in a couple of White Houses. And although I'm not a political person, I had a chance to do this. And he used to describe this as the majesty of the process.
Yeah.
You have to respect the fact that this process has been going on for almost 238 years, and it still works, and you still get the best candidates that the community wishes to see serve.